Another question that came out is azacitidine a cytotoxic agent or a hypomethylating agent?
Well, that's funny you mention that because that issue has been debated for years. A slight anecdote is that when I was a first-year fellow with Brian Durker and other people at the Dana-Farber in 1984, low-dose ARA-C came out as a useful agent in mild dysplasia because work done by Jim Griffin and others showed that it caused low doses of that cytotoxic agent would cause differentiation of erythroleukemia cells. And so it was used in a small trial in MDS, and it caused remissions in some cases, low-dose ARA-C. But the patients had myelosuppression, and a subsequent analysis by Bruce Chesson, about 5 years later, showed that it probably worked as a cytotoxic mechanism, even in MDS. And I think the same debate holds true for hypomethylating agents. I've taught medical students and fellows and residents for years that hypomethylating agents work by removing methyl groups from the promoter regions of genes, which allow the transcription of tumor suppressor genes, which are underexpressed in cancer. It sounds like a really neat thing scientifically, but it may be hogwash because people get cytopenic. I mean, obviously, azaven is very myelosuppressive. So the answer to that question, it's impossible to know right now, Neil, really is. It's an important scientific question, but maybe not so important clinically, except because, you know, if it works, it works. But you do have to worry about cytopenias with azacitidine, and there were more cytopenias in the QUASAR trial on people on azacitidine than people who weren't on it, not surprisingly. But, yeah, so I don't think we know. We do not know.